right, thank you very much. Welcome back to Farm Talk. Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio, where we're heading up the road just a little ways to Arthur, North Dakota, where the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association farms, Kevin Skunas. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Mick. How are you today? What a wonderful day to be on the radio.
Yeah, the sky is blue and life is pretty good. I assume you're home today, or are you off working for corn growers again?
I'm actually in North Dakota, and we just finished up harvesting last night. So life is good on the Skunas farm right now, and we'll start traveling for corn growers in about a week.
All right. Well, happy for you. You are in the majority, I guess, because last week it was 73% done. We'll probably have an 80 something, but man, this last 17% is probably going to be slow going, huh?
There's a lot of beans out in the country. There's still quite a bit of corn out in the country to be brought in, and you know, it's a pretty decent crop, so guys are trying hard to get it, but these cold temperatures make things difficult to harvest. If you're trying to dry your own corn, you know, drying corn at 10 degrees or 0 or 5 below is challenging at best. And trying to get the soybeans when there's some snow in the fields, that's not the easiest thing either. So everybody's having their trials and tribulations, and I hope the best for everybody to finish harvest this year.
Right on. It's been this is probably one of the strangest and most challenging harvests we've had in a long time. So hopefully it will all be in the rearview mirror, and it will be soon. So have patience, have faith. So, but on all of the other issues, that's where National Corn Growers comes in. And where do you want to start here? Should we start with the renewable volume obligations for ethanol? Do you see a number coming from EPA any day soon?
Well, I guess I don't know exactly when it's going to come out. You know, we're pretty confident with Andrew Wheeler is probably going to be the permanent EPA head, and I think we'll be at that 15 billion gallons. I think we've worked hard with the administration over the last few years, so, you know, they really understand the certainty that it helps for the not only the ethanol industry, but the corn industry and agriculture as a whole when we get those numbers out. And I also think they have, you know, found out that they know that they're going to have some, you know, small refinery waivers, and they need to put that number in because they know that, you know, we had big number last year, huge number last year. But I think if they factor some of that into the final rule, then when it comes down to the end of the year, some of that doesn't come off that final number of 15 billion gallons, because that's a certainty that our industry needs for people to make investments in the infrastructure. You know, when we're talking about ethanol like that, the renewable volume obligation, we also have the E15 year-round that the president has said will go, and the USDA has worked with the EPA to get that rule so that we can make the rule for that, so that next June we can sell E15 into all vehicles newer than 2001, not only flex fuel vehicles, and that would mean a huge boost to the ethanol industry.
Something very important, yet a lot of uncertainty when that rule will be issued. Also a lot of uncertainty regarding the farm bill. Do you have any inside baseball information, Kevin, on are we going to get the farm bill done before the end of the year?
Well, I don't have anything inside baseball right now, but you know, we are running out of days for the Congress to work on it before they adjourn for the year, and it would be amazingly great if they would pass a farm bill. And I know that going forward with the Democratic Congress starting in 2019, the Democratic House, you know, Representative Congressman Peterson, you know, does not want to go back and start over. He's pushing very, very hard to get a farm bill done now, but I just don't know if there are too many things that they're far enough apart on. You know, we can always stay positive, but I'm losing confidence that we'll see it before they adjourn for this year. And I think that would be very, very disappointing for the ag industry, in particular for our exports, because we know that we have the MAP and the FMD program, the Market Access Program, and the Foreign Market Development, and they will lose their funding, you know, if the new bill is not done in this year, and then we'll have to start over on the funding for our exports. And we know very well with this big crop that exports are such a big part of our marketing plan for corn and soybeans across the U.S. and wheat. We need these exports. We need the funds for all of the people that are out across the world, you know, trying to help sell our products. So a new farm bill would be very welcome.
Yeah, and of all things here at the today and Friday, last Friday, forestry management is the chink that's thrown into the mix here, and that could confound the possibility of a farm bill getting done this year. So so many stumbling blocks, so many roadblocks.
Yes. Well, I don't think people really understand exactly what all goes into the farm bill, and there are a lot of different, like you just mentioned, the forestry. There are so many different parts of the farm bill that need to be decided upon, and we have, you know, representatives and senators from different part of the country that are watching out for their particular, you know, farmers in their part of the country, and it's a lot of deals to be made. And if we could get everybody in a room and just say you can't come out of this room until you've made a decision and got a new farm bill, I think that's the way we should go at this going forward. Just get some compromise. We know that there's got to be compromises when these things are done, and let's just get this job done and get a new farm bill across the finish line.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, you spent up until last month, which seems like a long time ago, I bet, president of the National Corn Growers. You are now the National Corn Growers Association chairman. You're also on the nominating committee the chair of the nominating committee for the Corn Board, the fiscal year 2020 Corn Board. So if anybody, again, for all of the things that we just talked about, the National Corn Growers Association, the State Corn Board, the council, and they all get to work for corn growers. And right now you're looking for some leaders who want to serve on the Corn Board.
Absolutely. It's really my honor to have served as president for National Corn Growers, representing not only North Dakota, but all of the United States, the farmers across the United States. But we can't do it without the other, you know, 14 people that are on the Corn Board. And if we could, you know, find all of those quality people, that's what we're looking for now. Applications have been sent out to all the states. North Dakota got, you know, notified that we're looking for people to apply for the National Corn Growers Corn Board, and I am the chairman of that committee, and we're looking for people to step up, you know, just like I did, just like Bart Schott did when he was on National, and Wally Hardy. You need to want to step up and make a difference in your industry and your commodity, and we're looking for people who want to step up, make a difference, and work hard, you know, to improve agriculture as a whole. And so we're looking for people to step up and put their name in the hat for being elected to the National Corn Board.
All right. Well, where should they begin? Who should they contact first?
Well, they could contact Dale Irie at North Dakota Corn and North Dakota Corn Council. That would be a place to start. They could also call me anytime. They can email me. I'm available anytime, and they can also go to ncga.com and find an application online there. So anybody that wants to get involved should just start with North Dakota Corn. If you're a North Dakota guy, if you're Minnesota, talk to Minnesota corn growers, and they'll get you headed in the right direction.
All righty, and we got some South Dakota folks listening too. Same thing.
Yes.
SDcorn.org. So one other thing, breaking news today. Of course, Commodity Classic is the annual gathering for corn growers, soybean growers, wheat growers, and sorghum growers. And the Charlie Daniels Band, I see you're bringing the entertainment to the 2019 Commodity Classic, featuring the South's going to do it again, huh?
That'll be great to hear Charlie Daniels at the Saturday night evening of entertainment. I'm sure that'll be a great entertainment, and he'll bring a great crowd. We always have have great entertainment for the people who want to stay around that last night and for the evening of entertainment. And Charlie Daniels will be a great act.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for bringing Charlie Daniels to Commodity Classic. Reminder, folks need to get registered for that. Just go to Commodity Classic or .com and mm-hmm. and get your housing and get registered for all that. A fabulous event. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you for the visit. I'm so happy you got all your corn in the bin.
So are we. We're just very tickled. It was a long, hard harvest, but, you know, you just do what you have to do and get your harvest in.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll see you down the road maybe this week at the Fargo Dome. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Mick. Appreciate your time.
You bet.